The Hallowed Steps in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art became most known nearly 40 years ago for their central role in Rocky. Years later, fans from across the globe still venture here to make the trek up the steps and celebrate in triumph once they get to the top. But one proposal for a redesigned space beneath the steps could put them in jeopardy. Newsworks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yakov spoke with Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Michael Vitez, author of the book entitled Rocky Stories. It's about the steps' place in Philadelphia culture.
Michael Vitez, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you very much.
You spend a lot of time interviewing people who run up the Rocky Steps for your book, Rocky Stories. About 1,000 by your count. It's an important icon for people, obviously, in the city as well as outside the city. We're coming up on 40 years since the first Rocky movie. What do you think the Rocky Steps mean to people in this city?
They're an inspiration. They're sort of a symbol of hope. And not only are they this grand, beautiful staircase, they're architecturally, they're gorgeous, but they've come to sort of represent this moment and this moment of triumph. And so people love to run them, and many just love to run them as tourists or because they just love the feeling, and others have a much more deeply felt reason for running.
What's your opinion on this potential redesign plan? And just to describe it for people, they're basically talking about cutting out a large section of the middle of the steps, putting in a window that would look into this this new underground exhibit that they're installing.
You know, I wouldn't mess with the beautiful steps, both for sort of the historical preservation reason and for the sort of, you know, the Rocky running. But I admire what the museum's trying to do. They're trying to open up the museum in every way and let people inside see out, let people outside see in. And it's a really commendable idea. I just don't think it's worth, at least at this point, sort of altering the architecture of those beautiful steps.
One of the points you brought up in the article you wrote this past weekend was that there's a certain segment of the population believes the art museum really never fully embraced Rocky and its connection to the museum. And I'm thinking specifically about the fight over the statue that was used in Rocky III, that's placed on top of the steps. It's now off to the side. What do you think the museum's relationship is with the franchise now?
I think the museum is at peace with Rocky. You know, if you look at the video on the wall, the big video screen they have as you walk into the Geary exhibit, which sort of explains their renovation, they have a, you know, it's a two-minute loop video, and a piece of that is somebody running up the Rocky steps and celebrating at the top. Now, that's their own video, and there they celebrate a Rocky runner in it. I think they welcome the Rocky runners. I think they just wish more runners, more Philadelphians, more common people would come in and enjoy their museum. And that's really what a big piece of the renovation is about.
Another quote you had in the article was from Sylvester Stallone. This is a quote from the introduction that he wrote to your book. He said, talking, I think, about his own childhood in Philadelphia, the steps were like this magical area, like this intellectual bastion that I would only look at from afar, almost seemed like another city like the Acropolis. And Rocky, of course, was from a very different world. He's from working class South Philadelphia. And running up the steps, like you said, is sort of a symbol of accomplishing something that seemed impossible, really making it to another level. But in a way, you know, that's the image problem that the art museum is trying to address with this whole redesign. They're trying to, they feel that people maybe see them as aloof, above the rest of the city, so they're trying to open themselves up to the city. In doing so, do you think they may be destroying something the city actually loves?
The issue of the steps, you know, I got a lot of reaction to my story today, and I would say not only in all the Rocky world is really opposed to it, but there are a lot of museum people who thought it's really heresy and wrong to mess with the beautiful vista and mess with the steps, and they don't, it's unnecessary. So it's not just Rocky versus the museum. And, you know, so many things to say in response to what you said. The I think it's kind of what interested me was that Stallone had sort of the same point of view as the museum people did, just from down below rather than from up top, you know. And I think what also is really wonderful is nobody had any idea. If you talk, you know, for my book, I talked to Stallone and the director and everybody. Nobody thought the steps was going to be any special part of the movie. That wasn't the focus of the movie. They didn't have any idea it would become anything iconic or memorable. And they were as blown away as anybody that this sort of tradition of running the steps occurred. And, you know, they love it, but they never imagined it. And so I love the sort of organic nature of what what developed, you know, and that's why I think it's partly so special.
Michael Vitez is a reporter with the Philadelphia Inquirer and author of Rocky Stories. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.